We've been closely following another political battle this election season, Bob Gunderson and his rival Chuck Zeffirelli. Two candidates, both in an uphill fight, uphill because neither one exists. They dwell only in the minds of satirists Bruce Kluger and David Slavin.
Chuck Zeffirelli. He claims that he stands firmly behind the president's proposed Iraq policy, just as he supported the 1991 Gulf War resolution as a junior congressman. In fact, Zeffirelli says, quote, "Back then, I was part of the White House inner circle from day one." Inner circle? Try again, Chuck. According to the White House, Zeffirelli's sole participation in the Gulf War consisted of sending a congratulatory fruit basket to General Norman Schwarzkopf 3 months after the war ended. A fruit basket. Chuck Zeffirelli. When it comes to the truth, he's bananas.
I'm Bob Gunderson, and I understand the savagery of war. Long before I was a hugely successful businessman, I was a mechanic in the Arizona National Guard, and I saw the perils of military service firsthand. I watched friends, good friends, denied weekend passes because they were late for roll call. I saw young men forced to sleep in wooden bunks with only a sheet and a blanket. No bed skirt, no duvet, nothing. Now, I may not have crawled on my belly over the desert dunes of Iraq, but I've walked the sands of Pebble Beach without a cart. So I understand the heat of battle. That's why I was the first man in America to support the president's Iraq policy. Before the Democrats, before the Republicans, yes, even before the president himself. That's right. I remember mentioning it to my wife over breakfast last February. I said, "Honey, I need to get the car washed, you need to pick up some eggs, and America needs to invade Iraq." When it comes to defending our nation's soil, you want a leader who'll get his hands dirty. Well, I'm not just filthy rich. I'm just filthy.
Bob Gunderson. Locked and loaded.
Paid for by friends of Bob Gunderson, a wholly owned subsidiary of Bob Gunderson Worldwide.
Satire from Bruce Kluger and David Slavin with J.R. Horn.